When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eve. Hey everyone, I'm Savannah Palacio.
And I'm Courtney Revolution.
And welcome to
the Homecoming Queens.
Every Wednesday on the Homecoming Queens, we will have another one of our besties from the reality verse to tell us what it's like to have been on TV and have the whole entire world, that's you guys, know their name.
The full episode of Homecoming Queens is available on our Homecoming Queens YouTube channel, or you can listen to us on your favorite podcast app. Rate, review, and subscribe. Come on, guys, you know what to do.
Today's guest is our very own Parker Abbott. You may know her from season 4 of The Circle, where she catfished as her daddy, Paul.
Listen, go Paul.
That was one hell of a strategy. But before we get into all of the things that are revolving around Parker's orbit, Savannah, what's going on with you, girl?
What's going on with me? Ooh, what is going on with me? I don't know. Honestly, last night I met up with a sneaky link.
The sneaky link, girl. What's that like? What's a sneaky link? How do you define a sneaky link, Savannah?
Someone that you're just like hooking up with, but like, you know, like sneaky link hours. Like,
what is that? What are the sneaky link hours? Is that like 12 to 5?
I think, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of like an old lady and I like to be in bed kind of early. So, but like mine is like 10 to like 2 or something.
Okay.
Like, you know.
What if it's like 1:50? You getting out of bed like 1:50? A.M.
Like to leave their house?
To leave your own house, to go there. Or are they coming to you? Do you go to the sneaky link?
Oh, I never allow them to come to my house.
Oh,
I don't like when guys know where I live. Because men are weird.
Y'all heard about the panty thief a couple episodes back. So
yeah,
not surprised.
Men are weird.
Interesting.
So I always go over to like someone, like their house.
You go over, you don't host, you visit.
I visit so that I could leave whenever I want. And I usually sneak out when they're sleeping.
Really? You don't even let them, you don't give them like a tender, like, I'm leaving.
Fuck no. What?
Okay, wait. So man, I'm interested in this process. Okay.
I'm like, gotta go by.
Are you the type of woman that brings like an overnight bag? Well, you're not staying overnight, right?
No. It's like if I'm comfortable with someone and like we've gotten like there, yes, I'll bring an overnight bag.
Okay.
But if it's a sneaky link, like how it was last night, it's just like someone I met, sneaky link, you know.
In and out.
In and out, literally.
Jesus.
Anyway, what's going on with you, Courtney?
Pause. You know, nothing. This podcast? No. I saw Backstreet Boys recently. On the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
I love that.
I didn't have a sneaky link, but I did see the Backstreet Boys recently.
Oh.
And it was a lot of fun. And they all still sing really, 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 really good. And something interesting that I didn't realize was like, so when we were younger, Brian was the leader of the group.
Yeah.
But it is very clear that AJ is carrying the group nowadays. And his mic was on.
I saw them like 2 or 3 years ago at like an event. And they were amazing still. I had a great time.
Get down.
Yeah.
Get down. Hey, everybody. Yeah. You know what's interesting, Savannah?
Everybody. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I had a moment.
Streets back. All right. You know
I'm
what's
here
interesting?
For it.
I went to the Hollywood Bowl for the first time. Okay. I don't like going to venues that don't serve liquor. But also as an adult, I understand why they don't serve liquor. Because do you know how many fucking adults I had to watch be carried out of the Backstreet Boys concert?
Really?
The other night? Yes. They were only serving like wine and beer and like little can. They had one canned margarita that was like 14%. They were literally carrying bitches out of the Backstreet Boys concert the other night. Because old ass millennials like me were getting their lives a little bit too hard. Even I was mixing. Girl, they didn't have liquor. I had a little fireball shot. I had a little couple glasses of wine. Then I had like a Bud Light seltzer, girl.
You are a tank.
girl, you had to take what you can get before the call came on.
Oh, a thousand percent. I mean, that's a little embarrassing for them.
If not that reference.
That's a little embarrassing, dude. I mean, I don't think I've ever had to be carried out of somewhere. I have definitely been stumbling my way out of somewhere and into somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never been like the type of bitch that will like take my shoes off, have to be carried out. The shoes are staying on. I don't care if my feet are bleeding.
There were women being carried. They were ready for this moment since pre-pandemic.
I hope they're okay, but that's embarrassing. I hope they're good.
There's no music artist that you would get that lit for?
I don't think I could let myself get so lit to the point where I'm like unstable in that
next
sense.
Nikki, I need to go with a squad of like 15.
Okay.
Three of y'all is carrying my black ass out of there. I waited too fucking long.
I'm leading the way, so people, you got a flashlight. I can make way, but I'm not carrying this.
We'll have to bring Mike. We'll have to make sure Mike comes because getting flung over someone's back.
Mike
I'm
can carry you with one bicep.
I'm going to get so obliterated at the next Nicki Minaj show.
Okay. I'll be there with you.
Thank you.
We need Mike to carry both of us.
Just
like this.
No, Mike's gonna carry us and be like, well, who's gonna carry me? No.
Oh my God.
But literally though. Aw. So we had two very different experiences, but both were fine family fun.
So much.
So much.
So much fun.
Well, speaking of sex, is that Parker right here outside?
Oh, I think I smell it.
That's not even a good segue.
No, like a good like sex smell, you know?
What the fuck?
What do you mean?
Not a good sex smell.
What no, the? You know, like her perfume, like, like, you know, like, what do you mean? Open the damn door.
Is that Parker's perfume we smell?
Ew.
Are those the pages of a memoir turning? Do you hear that?
I hear
that?
Them.
Let's bring her on in.
Help us bring Parker home.
Let's bring Parker on home.
Come on home, Parker.
Come on home, Parker.
Let's welcome home Parker. Thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for coming on in.
Of course. Anything for you guys.
Parker, I just want to say, when I saw you on the show, we're just going to get right into it.
Let's get right into it.
When I saw you on the show, I cackled, and you know this. I cackled, I giggled, I thoroughly enjoyed everything that you brought to the table.
That makes me happy.
Like, what is memoirs? Annoyingly. I know I bring this up every time I see you, and you're like, let it go. I can't. I just think that it is the most iconic thing ever because it was very honest.
That makes me really happy. That makes me really happy.
What the fuck is a memoir?
Yeah.
And then you got blocked.
Yes. Not my best moment, for sure.
Girl.
Yeah.
But it was still a moment.
Exactly.
Even when you got blocked, I was like, fuck, Parker. But I was cackling. Like, yeah.
I feel like there was no shock there, to be honest. Like, there really was no shock.
But it's okay.
Yeah. Going in, I think I was a little naive and I underestimated the game. And I think I just wanted to, like, have fun. So when that moment happened, I was like, what is that? But I didn't process, like, I should be strategic and think it through a little bit, you know? Mm. Yeah.
That's it's okay. A learning experience. Going on TV, watching yourself back, there is a lot to gain from it. And I think regardless of the outcome, you delivered. You were so entertaining. And you were so honest. You know, I think like there's something to be said about so many people go on TV and try to be someone that they're not. Parker was just herself and you were so fucking funny. I was genuinely sad when you got blocked because I wanted to see more of Parker. I wonder, do you think that you went in, like going in as your dad, do you think it was a mistake?
I think it was definitely a mistake because I know I'm not a strategic person. I think I was doing something to like set myself apart. But the second I was in there, I was like, oh my God, I messed up. And it's funny because they actually cut out a lot where I made even bigger mistakes than the memoir thing. I remember there was this one moment where in the group chat, I put hashtag titties and tequila. And right after I was like,
Parker.
I don't think my dad would say this.
Not titties and tequila, Parker.
Titties and tequila.
Yeah, but I immediately regretted not going in as myself, and I was a little too deep in at that point. So I couldn't be like, hey, guys, never mind. You
should have pulled like a Sean season one. Like,
yeah,
let me reveal my true self and va va voom, I'm Parker, titties and tequila.
I really should have, yeah. I was a little confident in myself, though, because I was like, no, guys, like, no one knows I'm a catfish. Like, it's fine.
Meanwhile, even our asses at home, like, now they're going to get her ass.
Yeah, I was just waiting. The clock was just ticking down for me. I was like, oh, Parker. Yeah. No.
Talking about, oh, yeah. Parker, yeah. Damn it.
The more it went on, the worse it got. So.
You know what's interesting, Savannah, that you say about Parker is the fact that she is herself and she's so funny, because when we met recently, I just met Parker a few weeks ago. That was the first thing I thought was like, this girl is hilarious. Just right off the bat, Parker's just
hysterical.
Is it like whatever comes to mind, you just say it?
Yeah.
I value that about you.
Yeah, I'm a very honest person. And I think going in, I didn't change myself at all. I wasn't trying to change for the camera. I just was totally myself. So yeah, I know. Yeah, we love that.
She was like herself in Paul, which is why it was the problem.
Exactly. It didn't fit the face, you know?
Yeah.
Would you do a different catfish if they asked you to come back?
No.
No? You would be yourself?
Absolutely not. Yeah. If I was ever asked to go back, I would definitely be myself.
You know what I think?
I don't think I could pull off catfish.
I think if you went in as yourself next time, they would underestimate you because of what his memoirs is, and then
100%,
bring your 100% ass to the inn and win it.
100%.
Exactly.
Could you imagine if
the circle,
what
do you hear this?
Won? Could you imagine, Parker, if you won the circle?
Oh my God, that'd be iconic.
That would be really iconic.
That'd be very iconic. That would be an iconic moment for sure.
Uh-huh. I would live for that moment.
Yeah. Or all three of us could go in together.
A throuple?
That would be
the triple bunk bed. The straight up bunk bed.
That would be iconic.
What do you mean? We'll just cuddle. You don't want to cuddle?
I'll cuddle.
I'm down for a good like three-way cuddle.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little spoon
quick
moment.
Spoon. Yeah, yeah. Would Courtney be in the middle? Yeah.
I'd be in the middle.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yes, thanks guys. I appreciate it.
Like a reverse Oreo type situation.
Exactly.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it. A nice little cream moment.
Exactly. Oh. I feel like that's a good mix. Oh, wait. That's
wait.
I mean, that too. I don't know.
Hold on. Pause.
Actually pause though. They're bringing in the ice. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, yes.
Thank you.
He went for the yellow cup.
Yes.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
I'm just gonna put some fucking knife in this bitch.
This is very needed. Okay.
Oh, relax hard. Oh, that's me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you like dumped your drink in there?
Oh, yeah, gross. No.
Oh, okay. Pop off.
I mean, I did what you did, yeah.
Oh. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. To titties and tequila.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my God, yeah. Is this good? A little closer right there. Okay. Iconic. Okay.
Well, Parker, since you left the game so early.
Yes.
We felt that there was more that the audience in general needed to know about you. So we wanted to sort of give you the floor to sort of answer the question, well, who the hell is Parker? Especially outside of Paul. Who the hell is Parker?
Okay. I feel like I'm really how I portrayed myself, like just sorority girl. Loves to go out. I basically am just a college student. I was in the middle of like doing classes and then I got the call.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, I'm going to drop out. I was like, this is a lot better than being stuck in Alabama, but I'm currently getting my criminal justice degree. I really want to do something with like FBI or CIA or something like that.
That's where you're from? You're from Alabama?
I'm from Miami.
Oh, you're from
Miami.
But
I went to school in Alabama. Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm originally from Miami, went to school in Alabama. But I don't know if the FBI is going to take me after this. They're going to see the memoirs and be like, never mind.
You could go undercover.
Yeah, you could be like the Mr. and Mrs. Smith moment, you know?
I'm down for that moment. That'd be hot.
Criminal justice.
Totally. I could see you pulling it off.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, I'm just a student right now. I'm just taking classes. I feel like my life isn't really too exciting, to be honest.
Parker.
Yeah, she's a smart girl.
I'm gonna say, like, that's interesting to me. There are people that probably perceive you as like, girl, college what? And you were actually working on a degree.
100%, yeah.
Are you gonna go back to school out of genuine curiosity?
I'm still in school I'm still in school. I think like coming
look
off the show,
girl.
Look, I did have my moments. I have my ditzy moments for sure, but I'm a lot smarter than people like perceive me to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm gonna graduate soon, get my degree. So.
And then what?
Yeah.
What? Not even to like skip 50 interview questions, but I'm already like in the groove. Okay, so what you gonna do after school?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I literally turned into the guidance counselor already. Like,
I know.
Okay, so Parker.
Yeah. You're like, are we doing grad school?
Like what's gonna go on? Like, what are you gonna work at the CIA? Are you gonna be a secret agent? Like, you know, what's gonna go on? Are you gonna go undercover? Like, that's interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love like, what's the show? It's like, I love crime shows,
like
especially
CSI and stuff?
Yeah, like CSI. Ooh. I grew up watching CSI, so I've always wanted to do something with that. And my minor's communication, so I just wanted to work in communications within the FBI. But you know, I don't know if they're gonna take me now, but that's kind of still the plan. I still want to do that even after the show and everything, I still want to have a career for myself. Even though people don't think that about me, for sure. Like, they see me, they're like, dumb little rich girl. But, like, but I have a lot more going for me, for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I We're love peeling that. Peeling Parker.
I know.
Like an onion.
Layer you guys by are layer. Getting the exclusive.
Yeah, I like literally mm-hmm. didn't know that about yeah. you at all. Mm-hmm. And still in school.
I love yeah. that. I love that she's still in school because yeah. I feel like so many people drop out and then they think like, oh, I've made it. I can just move on with my life. And absolutely, I think like it's easy to stereotype you, especially yeah. because of your edit on The Circle.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that you're still in school. You're still pursuing like bigger things, but yeah. you know, you're still in the reality TV sphere.
Yeah. You're in the thick of it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that a lot of people, honestly, even I thought like after the show, I'm going to drop out and be an influencer, blah, blah, blah. But it's not like that. It's not that easy. And it's not what it, you know, comes out to be. Like, mm-hmm. I still want a degree. I still want more for myself. Mm. So, yeah. But I think a lot of people have that, like, false perception, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Of, like, I'm just never going back to school. But, like, I still have higher hopes for myself. I want my own career. So.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Parker, because you are work hard, play hard, just like yes. the rest of us.
Exactly. Yes. Everything done in moderation. You can still mm-hmm. be the party girl. You can still do your sorority exactly. things and get your degree and then go on TV and shake your ass and get blocked.
That's like, what I'm saying. Exactly.
You can have it all.
Especially the shaking ass.
Yes.
And the titties.
Yo, me and Parker were shaking our ass a couple weeks ago.
A little too hard.
At the Survivor finale party, girl. We was turning on up, girl.
Oh my God, I randomly ran into Courtney. I remember you said hi to me and I yeah. was so drunk I didn't even realize. And then you come up to me and I was like, is that Courtney?
And I don't come up to nobody. But you had walked blessed. Past me and I was like, excuse I know I'm me. Bugging, but I was like, that kind of looked like Parker. Mm-hmm. And then you had like turned to the side. I was like, that is fucking Parker. What is Memoirs? Get over here.
What is Memoirs? Come here right now.
Stop over there. Oh my God, Parker.
Oh my God, yeah, I saw you. I was shook. I was like, is that Courtney?
Oh yeah. My gosh, that's crazy. Wait, so now, since the show has aired, do you live in LA? Have you lived in LA for a while? Or
so I lived in LA. I've lived a crazy life. So my freshman year of college, I actually dropped out to work in LA. So mm-hmm. I worked for Caitlyn Jenner's cosmetic company, actually. So I worked there for about a year. And then I went back to Alabama for college for about 2 years. And then I got the call for The Circle. So then I moved back to LA right after.
Did you audition for The Circle? Or did they reach out to you like, oh, girl, you're beautiful and vivacious. Please be on our show.
Yeah. I wish it was like that. No. So at the time I was applying to a bunch of reality shows. It kind of started because I applied for Love Island as a joke. But I actually got a bunch of interviews for a bunch of different shows. And The Circle was one of them. But like, that's the one I was most interested in.
Really?
Yeah. I just really wanted to be on reality TV. It started off as a joke, though. I was like, my ass is never going to be on TV. But Parker. Then it happened. But I applied like everyone else. I went through like Casting Crane, you know, all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
The 60 questions.
Damn.
Yeah.
You were, I feel like you are someone that is made for reality TV.
Because
you're just like,
yeah.
For me,
just there, you know?
For me, it's something extra. Like, yeah. you can find a young lady that's like a Parker in a club, but you're smarter than the average bear. You're an open book and yeah. you like to have fun genuinely.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You can yeah, always smell yeah. on someone when it's like yeah. fake. Like, you know what
100%,
I mean?
100%. You really, really can. And I think that's why yeah. at the end of the day, I got casted. And when I went in for my intro, they really liked me because I was fully me. I was like, look, I'm just here for fun. I know there's a chance I won't get on the show, but like, I still want to like, I'm just going to be me and see how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
So I was really shocked when I got the call. Like, you're starting tomorrow. I was like, really?
Jeez.
Yeah.
So, Parker, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
How have the DMs changed since the show
came
out? Oh, you know what's crazy? They haven't changed that much.
Were they already popping beforehand?
They were already popping beforehand.
Oh,
I'm going to be honest.
Girl, they've been popping.
Like Jiffy Pop on the stove.
I will say, though, I have hooked up with a couple like really hot guys who I definitely wouldn't have if I wasn't on the show. You know what
really?
I mean?
Really? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Blue check mark or just hot IG?
Ooh, blue check mark, baby.
Ooh, they verified.
They're verified. Yeah, but other than that, I don't think the DMs have changed that much, to be honest. It's mostly just like, are you doing porn? Where's the OnlyFans? That's basically about it. But it's always been like
that. Yeah, they always ask for the OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. You're like,
OnlyFans reached out to me after the show.
Really?
They reached out to you?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say?
True. They were like, girl, get on our platform. And I was like,
mm-hmm. I kind of support that. I'd subscribe.
I support sex workers, obviously.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't know if I could be one, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel.
I'm on Netflix.
You could only come on Netflix.
I can't just like be a sex worker.
You know what?
You don't have to sell like porn on OnlyFans though. You can do like behind the scenes content. Yeah. I feel you can do like things that you wouldn't normally like post on your Instagram. Like, okay, so like you post a photo on your Instagram, right? Uh-huh. But your fans, like the ones that really, really love Courtney, want to see like how he got the photo. People that are learning to try to do what you're doing are going to be like, how did he do that? You know, what's the process like? And so you can post stuff like that. I know as a woman, like I have a lot of friends that just post bikini pics and they hella money.
I gotta get my bikini too.
I think 100%. Yeah. I think there's a false perception around OnlyFans where it's like porn, but like you could just post an Instagram picture at the end of the day.
I think that's because of the majority of people that were first are on OnlyFans and maybe the majority of people that may still be on it. I don't know. I've never been on OnlyFans. This is just a guess.
Ooh, clear it up, girl.
But I think maybe a majority of them started off that way. Yeah. And so that's like the perception that we have of it. But I feel like you can be whoever you want on whatever app.
I agree. I think with OnlyFans too, it is a way to just like, you know, be in contact with fans or whatever and like get to know people a little better. Like, I don't think it has to be just like nudes.
Like spread your
I support the nudes. If I was on there, I'd do full videos, you know? Oof. But like,
would you?
I feel like once I get more of an audience, I'm definitely going to do it.
Really? Is that like on your bucket list?
It's on my bucket list, you know?
What are some other things on your Parker's wildest I need to do this bucket list?
Oh my God.
Good question.
This is a good question. Yeah. Oh my God, you're making me think.
Oh girl, use that brain, girl.
You know what? This is tough because I feel like I live that every day. I'm more just like, I'm someone that's like, I do things for the story. You know what I mean? So like, I don't think I have anything necessarily on it because I feel like I do it every day. Oof. You know what I mean? How about you guys?
What's the wildest thing you've done at your age thus far? Because you still have so much life to live.
I do. Harder. I'm still very young. I just turned 22.
That's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
I was a monster
TV.
When I was 22.
Yeah, like, I was still, like, falling out of bars.
Actually, no, wait, I wasn't. Because it was during COVID. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Oh, wait.
Because how old are you? You're what?
I'm 26.
26.
I turned 26 in March.
Yeah.
I just started paying
for
my
March baby, too.
Are you?
We love
March. What's your birthday?
March 31st.
Wait, I'm March 17th. Wait, so you're in Aries.
I'm in Aries. You're Pisces?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh, yes. Christ, you are.
But I feel like so much, like people say that Aries are like loud and stuff. And like, I'm very much like loud when I like need to be. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like for a Pisces, like people think like I'd be like emotional and like soft and like crying and stuff, that's which I do, but behind closed doors.
Not in front of people though.
Never in front of people.
I feel you. I think honestly, I think Aries are a little bit more like emotional because I'm emotional as fuck. Like I own up to it. I'm a fucking crybaby.
That's good though.
Yeah. Well, like for example, when I left the circle, I was hysterically crying. I'm gonna be honest. I was like, no. Like I was such a little crybaby. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not into astrology to that extent. Like,
me
I don't
either.
Know details. I just know, like, you know, some things.
You know.
If that makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
I know, like, what I need to know for myself. But I couldn't tell you what, like, a Capricorn should be like.
I have no idea.
I don't even know where that is on the astrology.
They're like, they're, like, structured, keep things organized. They're very, like, down to earth and realistic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's nice. Are you a Cap?
Okay, astrologist.
No, I'm a Taurus. I just know a lot of Capricorn men.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm friends with a lot of Taurus men.
They're stubborn.
You're so lucky.
I've talked to so many Taurus men.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No. They're stubborn.
We just know.
Well, dating a Taurus man and being friends with a Taurus man are different. I dated a Taurus too.
Okay. How did that go?
It actually went terribly. He cheated on me.
Oh God.
At EDC, and then got chlamydia and tried to convince me that he got chlamydia from taking like a pill. And I was like very naive back then. That's what I'm saying. Like
Samantha.
Parker's 22. I was very much naive.
What the hell are you talking about, y'all?
He was like, yeah, like I probably got it from a pill or something. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, cool. And then I like, you know, I obviously like went home and I was like, how do
you're
you
like,
get
chlamydia?
And then obviously you can't get it from a pill. Oh my God, I was fuming. I was fuming, babes.
And you then fuming, babes.
I broke up him. And then I broke up with him. And
God,
then
I'm glad.
I was like, deuces. And then I'm I went God. Back one more time just for a look. And then I like.
Look, straight up, that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do.
I just had to get like a one last cock time. He was already. He had taken his antibiotics.
Yeah, we love some chlamydia cock.
I'm sad to say that. A few months had passed and I had a weak moment.
That's okay.
And then, yeah. But then after that, I never went back. I truly closed the door on that. And then now he's, you know what? I was going to say something a little mean, but I guess I'll keep
I always support here. Mean, I'm going to be honest, but maybe don't listen to me.
I mean, is it mean or is it honest. Just the truth?
It's just the truth.
It's just the hard truth.
It's about your delivery, darling.
Yeah.
And the choice of what that you use.
Okay, I'm just gonna say that now he's dating a girl who very much looks like me. Ooh. Probably because he has a type.
100%. That's always what happens.
You know what that's like.
100%. That's always what happens.
Because you're half Asian.
Yes, I'm half Chinese. Mm. Yeah, my dad's side is Chinese.
He's an Asian baddie.
Yeah, right. We love a good Asian.
Shout out to The Circle for bringing more Asian people.
That's what I'm
saying. Because I felt alone for a long time.
Yeah.
I did. Mm. And then they brought in Jackie Jing, thank God.
Yes. I know, love her.
And this season, they gave us two.
Yeah.
Probably because it was AAPI month, you know. And
exactly.
They were like, let's just give this to them.
So let's plan ahead.
Exactly. To that, I say thank you.
We love you, Ling. Not a lot of people know I'm Asian, though. No one guesses it. Everyone thinks I'm Latina because I'm from Miami.
I didn't know that until you said that to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I can kind of see it. I mean, you see Paul.
Yeah, he looks Asian.
Yeah,
so he's giving Asian vibes.
Paul is giving heavy Asian vibes.
He's giving heavy Asian, you know? Maybe not me as much, but he definitely is.
Paul's a handsome man, though.
I can't comment on that one.
Paul's a handsome man. I think, you know, yeah. I saw him. I was like, okay, that's a handsome man. And then... the hashtag titties and tequila might have made me think otherwise as well, but
yeah, I don't know what I would have thought if I was a certain one. All of a sudden, Paul's a
well. It's funny because I talked to my dad after everything happened. Obviously, he was the first one I called when I got kicked out, and I was like, I didn't know what memoirs was. He's like, I don't know what memoirs is. What is that? And I was like, thank you.
You're like, that's why you're my dad.
Like, yeah, I was like, thanks to Dad. He like really made me feel better about the whole process.
Yeah.
Also, too, what was really crazy is like I watched you guys. You had this experience meeting somebody after. It was so crazy. It was insane.
It's a lot because only like we are going to understand like what happened with the show. Like, you know what I mean?
You can't understand it unless you're there. Like I watched it and then I was like, oh, haha, like whatever. And I went and met John and I was like, oh my God. Like it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard. Okay. As an audience or like as someone on the cast, when you look at like all the comments, you know, after the show comes out and every like, you know, it's very evident that people forget that like we're people too, but it's easy for us in the circle to forget like, oh, there is a person on the other side of that. Right.
So easy.
Yes.
So
yes.
That feeling resonates with you when you're like watching the comments and you're like, like if only they knew, if only they knew. Right.
And if we said something, then our whole stuff will be messed up.
Exactly.
Unless it's on the Homecoming Queens podcast.
That's
Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Exactly. We only spill the tea here.
Only. Now, Parker.
Yes.
I have a question.
Of course.
Who's your celebrity crush and why?
Oh my God, celebrity crush. You know who I'm like in love with?
Who?
Okay, I have two. So I have two. One is, have you guys seen Grey's Anatomy?
Yes, of course.
Jackson Avery. What's his name? Jesse Williams.
Yes.
Don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
So this is a funny story. So when I was in the UK, when I left the circle, I hooked up with this guy. Oh my, he looked identical to Jesse Williams. That's the reason I did it.
No.
He's gonna see this. No, but seriously, he looks so much like him and he's like exactly my type. Like he's my biggest celebrity crush ever.
Really?
He's gorgeous.
He is so hot.
And then,
do you still talk to this guy?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Occasionally. Yeah. Occasionally. Nothing crazy though. But he is really hot.
Well, girl.
He's hot.
I mean, if he looks like Jackson Avery, does he have a McDreamy or a McSteamy available?
I know, right? I'm gonna ask. After this, I'm gonna call and be like, do you?
Be like, hi. I just talked about you on a podcast. Yeah. What's going on?
What's up with you? And then so I have a girl crush as well. Mine is Francesca.
Ooh!
Yeah. I honestly like I'm very straight. I wish I wasn't, but like I'm in love with her. I think she's the most beautiful girl ever.
Yeah.
I'm in love with her.
Have you met her?
So I saw her at a party. I couldn't talk to her. I got too nervous.
Francesca.
Francesca,
we
hit me up, girl.
We need you and Parker to go to brunch.
Yeah, call her. Please, please.
She has a swimsuit line, right?
Call her.
Yeah,
we
she does.
We need you to model in the swimsuits and get
That's
your bag.
That's what I'm saying. Girl, I'll show my titties. Please.
Parker, is there anything that you... What wouldn't you do on TV, Parker?
What? Sorry.
What did you do
on TV?
What did I do on TV?
What wouldn't you do on TV?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little drunk.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Honestly, straight up anything.
Yeah?
If they told me just get naked, I'd be like, I'll do it. I'll do anything, to be honest. I'm a very open person.
But for a check.
Yeah, we got to have a check. You know what? I'm going to be honest, though. This is one really bad trait about me. Like, it should be for a check. I'll do anything for free.
I own up to it. You are a reality TV professional. You don't ask me to check.
No, I'll do anything for free. No, seriously.
Keep your money.
Someone could be like, do this for free. I'd be like, okay.
Parker said, save your money. Invest. Yeah. Don't spend it on me.
Exactly. Parker. I was like, no, GQ. I'll just do this
for
free.
You aren't. I'm going to tell you why you're not going to want to do that. Because you can make a lot of money.
Yes.
You can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we know you have a lot of it, but wouldn't you like to make it yourself?
100%
With your own titties?
Yeah, with my own titties.
Okay, so do it.
I know. You know what it is?
I want you to use your titties for good, but get the bag.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The titties deserve the bag. Yeah. You know what?
The titties deserve a couple bags.
They do. Like a couple Birkins.
Birkins.
Yeah.
Birkin bag boobies.
So don't sell your titties short.
Exactly. Maybe some Chanel. I love some Chanel.
Oh, Chanel's good too. Yeah, I love Chanel.
Exactly. But yeah, no, I think I'm just a very nice person. I don't want anyone doing that. I'm like, no, it's fine. But like...
Parker, listen, you are 22 years old.
I know.
You have done a Netflix show. You have a bit of a platform.
Which is wild to me. Yeah.
You have so much time to grow that platform. And when it's titty time, girl, them coins are going to rain. Exactly. Don't you be doing no shit for free. Girl, them days is over.
And clear it up.
You a TV queen now, girl. You're part of pop culture. That's how you have to look at it now. You're part of pop culture now, girl. You ain't got to be doing shit for free, girl.
Yeah.
They need to be paying you to come to Miami to come to the club.
Yes. Oh, I agree.
10 Gs.
Didn't you say you might go to Miami? You might go to Miami today?
I might get flown out to Miami. I can't get... Look. So I can't give all the tea.
Okay.
I can't. It stays private.
You have to protect that part of the tea.
I have to protect that part of the tea, but I might be getting flown out tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I come? Can me and Courtney come?
Yo.
We'll be in the back. I don't know if anybody saw, but I posted a video with Courtney today where I was doing a dance and he was in the background. You will literally be in the front and me and Courtney will be in the back.
Just hyping you up.
Background dancers.
I'll be like, send the PJ. I'm bringing two friends.
Yeah. Oh my God, please.
Quick TikTok.
Parker,
you understand me.
What is it like being flued out? Is this
flued out?
That's what I'm calling it.
Okay,
that's what
cool.
The city girls call it.
Okay,
city girls.
Getting flued out. Is this something that you do normally? Would you allow any man to be like, you know what? I think you're beautiful. If they have a stable job and they're normal.
No. Normal.
To fly you out. Because I don't know what that's like. How does that
like
work?
Either.
Do they just say, girl, meet at Santa Monica Airport?
Meet at Burbank.
Show the fuck up at Burbank and get on this plane. You would do that?
It depends on the guy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what it is? I don't care who you are. At the end of the day, I have to vibe with you. If I get a really good vibe and they're like, let me fly you out, I'm like, okay, cool, bet. You know?
Mm.
But, like, I wouldn't do that for any man.
Because, like, what's the point of, like... Spending, okay, first of all, as a girl, you have to get ready. So that's a lot of time already. You have to do your hair, makeup, pick an outfit, and then get there. Bitch, fuck, I'm tired by then. Exactly. And by the time I get there, I don't want to be wasting time with a boring guy, regardless if you're an athlete, a musician, an actor, a model, whatever it is. Like, I want to be able to make sure that I'm enjoying the time that I'm spending with you. So if you're like boring or bugging or something, bye.
I agree with you. Mm. I think like I'm someone, I have my own money. I don't care who you are. I don't care how many followers you have or what you're known for. Like if I'm not vibing with you, I'm not going to go. I'll be like, nah, I'm good.
Mm.
You know? But like if it's someone I vibe with and like it's cool, I'm down. Fly me anywhere.
I'm not picky. It's about connection and you have to feel safe with the person and et cetera.
That's what I'm saying, 100%. At the end of the day, it is about connection. But also, too, like, I don't really care about that. I want to vibe with somebody. I don't want to waste my time. Like Savannah said, as a girl, you got to get ready. You have to have everything prepped. It's a lot. It's a lot harder. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Yes.
Okay, so Parker, in your ideal man, what are like the three things he has to have? It could be physical or not physical.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they want to know how they can win Parker.
I'm going to let you guys know. So first off, I do have a guy type. I love like dark hair, dark eyes. I don't like my blondes. I'm gonna be honest. Okay. Not a fan.
Me
not
either.
A fan.
Me right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I'm like a tall, dark, and handsome.
Me
type
too.
Of girl.
I'm the same tall, dark, handsome all the way. Like blonde and blue eyes kind of freak me out. I don't know why.
I do. I am a sucker for green eyes though. That's
green eyes are pretty.
If you have green eyes,
I know. But like dark hair, green eyes. Like yes. you know, that's a killer combo. That's gorgeous.
It's over.
I just hooked up with a guy with dark hair, green eyes.
Ooh, is there anyone from the reality verse that you've hooked up with?
That was him. I don't want to give his name because I don't want to give that ego
what
boost.
What show is he from?
Should I say it?
You can say the show.
I'll say it. I don't even care. It's too hot to handle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tears.
I love my reality boys, not gonna lie.
You know what?
But he's really hot.
We should have guessed that it was someone from Too Hot to Handle. No offense.
I don't think I'm fucking anybody from the circle. I don't know.
Get him again for me.
literally. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and then I will say, so I need a guy who's very secure. I've dealt with a lot, like my ex and everything, very insecure. Very insecure. I need someone secure, knowing if I do my thing, they can handle it. Like, I need someone to let me shine but not hold me back. Does that make sense?
Parker?
Yeah.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, you got to be able to be secure in yourself and know.
100%.
I'm Parker the superstar.
Exactly.
Okay, when Parker goes out and does Parker, you got to know that Parker coming on back.
That's what I'm
saying.
She's
going to be a little drunk and a little wobbly. Exactly. But that's why your ass is there to catch my ass before I hit the floor.
But she's loyal.
Glory be to God.
Yeah, right? But she's loyal. I don't deal with cheaters. You know what? Straight up, I've never cheated. Like, I'm a very guilty person. I can't lie for the life of me.
I can't lie to people that I love and people that know me. Because I feel like you can look into my eyes. Just know they can read me. So it's like I've never cheated because I would literally throw up if I had to tell someone.
Not throw up.
I'd be like, she said throw up.
I would throw up. Like I would throw up. I would have trouble getting it out because I would feel so like bad.
I'm the same way. I would just openly be like, he's like, what are you doing today? I'm like, I just cheated on you. I don't know.
Cheating you?
Yeah, cheating. How about you?
I know, just sleeping with someone else.
What you up to? Yeah, so I will say that. I'm trying to think of one other thing. You know what? I feel like those are the two main things. Also, too, I will say, I need a guy who's kind of obsessed with me. Usually,
okay. Amen.
Yeah.
My dad always told me, and this is coming from him, and he...
Cheater.
Okay?
Now.
So,
I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, I mean, you look at... Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. But anyway, he was... And so my dad always told me that it's important to find someone that loves you and not to find someone that you love, which is kind of 100%. Sad when you think about it. But yeah, it's important. I want someone that's obsessed with me. Not crazy obsessed, but I want someone that's
like, not crazy obsessed, but like...
Obsessed but keeping you on your toes.
Like,
you know?
Yes.
Obsessed but keeping you on your toes.
Yes. Yeah.
100%. Because like I know a lot of people, in my opinion, so like they always say like, I need a guy who's a little more obsessed with me than I am with him. Like, when it's the other way around, it never does me well, you know? So, that's what I'm saying.
I get attached easily. I'll be like, hi, what are you up to?
I don't know about y'all, but literally, like, after 20 minutes of meeting someone, I can tell where this is going.
Period.
No, I don't know if it's an Aries thing or what, but like,
I have good intuition.
I have very good intuition. Like, with my ex-boyfriend, for example, I knew within 10 minutes we were going to date. with like guys that I've talked to previously, I know whether it's just talking or hooking. Like, I know. You know?
It's that spark.
It's a spark. I feel it in my like boobs.
When you know, you know.
It's true.
When
you know, you know. For sure.
You're so funny. Parker, I want to go to Miami with you. We have to go. I didn't know that you were
flying
from
out
there.
With me tonight.
Well, you know, me and Sammy went to Miami and we fucked shit up.
We need to go.
But before she was pre-baby.
Pre-baby.
You know what's so funny? I ran into Sammy the other day at the Grove.
Really?
Yeah, with her and her baby. And I was like, I was with John, actually. Me and John went to eat and then we ran into Sammy. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I wish I would have seen it.
Oh my God. She's so cute. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
I kind of fell in love with her, to be honest.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Parker said, I'm ready to propose.
Yeah, I'm ready to propose. I'm ready to fucking be that baby stepmother.
You are silly, Parker.
Let's go to Miami.
I'm ready to go to Miami. I can go right now.
I've never been to Miami before.
I'll literally go right now.
We're bringing Courtney.
We're dragging him.
Yeah,
there.
We're dragging him. You would thrive. You would thrive.
Courtney's coming to Miami.
He's coming to Miami.
He's coming.
Yeah. Jeez. That's a planned trip. Mm-hmm. I will say I love it there, and it's like So I'm from a suburb of my she's chugging. I'm sorry.
No, you're
so
you're literally mine. You're literally mine.
Yeah. So I will say I'm from a suburb of Miami. It's called Weston. So it's about like 40 minutes outside Miami, but it's nice because Miami's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So it's nice to kind of get out of it, but go in. Like in high school, I grew up going into Miami and Fort Lauderdale, and it was a lot of fun.
Love that.
Yeah.
I've only ever been to like Orlando.
I feel like
we gotta change that.
I love Miami, but I understand. I feel like a lot of Miami is old. And saggy. Oh, like you walk around and you would think that you were gonna see, okay, I mean, like I'm not
hot gays and speedos.
Exactly. It nice that, asses.
We're hot gays.
I was ready to see the cute little boy butt cheeks.
Yeah, what ass is that?
And I was ready to see all the hot women too, because you know, Miami has hot girls. Beautiful. And I want to see some eye candy. Wait, I love looking at beautiful girls. Yeah. Okay, who doesn't?
I know.
And all I saw were sag.
It's true. When you go to these clubs, straight up, it's just sugar daddies. That's it. Yeah. And I mean, look, that's a good thing for most girls, but I have a fear of old men, so it doesn't work.
Why do you have a fear of old men?
Not fearing the elderly.
I don't know. I don't like old men. They scare me. Like, I know, even if an old man came up to me and was like, we don't have to fuck or do anything, just take $10,000, I wouldn't do it. I'm like scared of them.
But you're doing shit for free?
You know,
but you better take 10 G's.
Yeah, you're going to sit me down after this one.
I'm going to snatch that old man money and disappear into the night, girl. Period. Thank you.
Period.
Bling, bling, bling.
But it is really true. You go to Miami thinking you're going to see all these beautiful people. It's old man. People. It's old.
It's like a retirement.
It is.
It is.
It's beautiful. And the drinks are strong. The water is warm. It's a beautiful combo.
Yeah.
But yeah, there aren't as many young people as you would think until you go into like 11 or Story. Or like
Liv.
One of the hot spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Growing up there was really funny too. Cause like, obviously I'm still very young. Like before the circle, I just turned 21. So
damn,
I had an Australian fake ID. I almost got arrested everywhere I went. Like, yeah, I'd have to use a fake British accent because I don't know how to do Australian. So they'd be like, where are you from? I'd be like, oh, I'm from Perth, Australia. Thank you.
And they're about to Perth your ass right in the back of the squad car.
I almost got arrested.
Why didn't you just get a UK ID?
I don't know. I was feeling a little like risky and I was like, I kind of want to be Australian. They're hot, you know?
My fake ID was literally from my state.
Oh, no. My fake ID, I
had multiple.
She had them ready.
My mom found my first one and then cut it up. So I had to order a second one. And then I think I got the second one taken away at a bar. And so then I got a third one. And then that one lasted me until I turned 21.
Yeah.
But they were, my first two were from like some random state, like Michigan or something.
Idaho.
Yeah, some random state. Don't even remember.
Wisconsin.
Couldn't even tell you. Wisconsin. Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, I always had like crazy ones. Like I had one from Canada. I had one from Australia. Where else did I had one from Quebec. Is it Quebec?
Quebec.
I had to like, it was all in French. I just always wanted to be like, you know, spicy.
International?
Yeah, I wanted to be international.
I feel like that's also kind of smart though, because like the bouncers here are trained to like recognize like fake IDs here. Like,
that's why I did it.
I don't even know what an ID from Canada looks like.
No. So. Yeah, it was really crazy.
Jeez.
I almost got arrested multiple times, but like, it's okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did we already ask what's the craziest thing that has happened to you?
What is the craziest thing that's ever happened to you,
Parker? Do you mean like sexually or like, do you mean like in any experience?
In any way, sure. Sure.
I'm trying to think. I've had some very crazy like sexual experiences.
Sure.
I would love to hear.
The table is open.
This story I keep private. This one I keep to myself because it is so disgusting.
Oh, girl.
Ooh, I'm here for it.
It's like, it's a little graphic. It's a little disgusting. So
perfect. Should I take a sip before?
I think we should all take a sip because it's really gross.
Cheers.
I've never told this anywhere. Okay. Cool.
All right.
So this is my sock story. I think this is the craziest sexual thing I've ever done.
Okay.
So basically I hooked up with this guy. Still kind of hooking up with him.
Oh.
Yeah, I met him in Alabama. He's like a YouTuber.
Fun.
He's a YouTuber. I'm really into him. So anyway, we hooked up, whatever. But it like wasn't, I was like, it was good, but I was like, I could do more, you know? So I went to this other guy's house and we were hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe I'm telling this guy.
I love it.
And it like hurt to like do anything because, you know, as a girl, we get sore.
You're sore.
It hurts. Ouch. It hurts after a while. Like, it wasn't fun. So I was like, cool, just put it in the other way. Let's do anal.
Yeah.
You know, love anal. Big anal girl. Big advocate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we did that. He like, you know, finished.
Okay.
So I was so drunk at this point. I was like almost blacked out drunk. I got back to my sorority house and I felt it like
Yeah.
Coming Ooh. Out.
It was seeping
so
out.
It was seeping. So I, in my drunk state, I shoved a sock up my ass. Shoved a sock straight up my ass.
You said, girl, I don't have the time, bitch.
No, I was like falling asleep. I was like, whatever. Mom, I'm sorry. Dad, I'm sorry. So I like, I put it up there. And then I woke up in the morning, don't remember anything from the night before.
And you're
before.
Like, wow, I got a sock up my ass.
Oh, I went to the bathroom and I was like, what the hell?
You
what's
said,
happening?
Not a sock in my
I
hole.
Pulled it out. Didn't even realize I did it. I think that's a crazy sexual experience I've had because I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Out of all the things to put in your ass to soak it up, you put a sock. Like, I'm wondering in your drunk state why your first reaction wasn't to do what your body normally does and push the other way.
She was tired.
Yeah.
Or like a tampon maybe if you're going to choose.
She was falling asleep. It was survival mode.
It was. You know, I was in a sorority house too, so we were in like dorm rooms basically.
Oh,
so
right.
I had to like do a walk to the bathroom and I was like, I'm not doing that, you know?
Oh, yeah. I feel that. Cause then you have the big bathroom with all the sinks and all the stalls and stuff, right?
Yeah. It was like a public bathroom. So I was like, I've stayed
in one of those.
Have you?
Mm. Yeah. When I actually worked in DC, I was working on the Hill. I was able to stay at my sorority house out there.
Okay, and what sorority were you in?
I was in AZD.
What is that?
I was in Alpha Z Delta. It's pretty much like here and in the South.
Oh, okay. But that's like a southern thing? Okay.
Yeah, that's where they're bigger. What sorority were you in?
I was a Pi Phi.
What is that?
Yeah, see, it was a Pi Beta Phi.
I've heard. I think I know,
I think it's different at every school.
Yeah.
But go on. Sure. So your sorority house was the same way. It was like public.
So this one, it wasn't my sorority. It wasn't at my chapter. So I was staying at a different chapter's house. And so there was no one really there. There was no one at all there over the summer. Mm-hmm. It was weird. They like rented out the rooms over the summer. And the bathrooms were like, not scary, but they were just like not comfortable because it feels like a public bathroom.
Yeah, it does have that feeling for sure.
I could kind of understand why you would shove a sock up your ass.
The story of the strategic sock.
It wasn't even like a normal sock. It was like a fluffy sock.
Parker.
Not this Christmas sock up your ass.
Christmas sock up my ass. That's all I had.
That's all I had.
Because when I go out in Alabama, surprisingly, it gets cold. Yeah. It's cold, so I would wear big fluffy socks. So I just...
Did you tell the Alabama YouTuber guy that you did this?
No, I would never tell him ever. I don't really talk to guys after I hook up with them. I just block them. I didn't block. He's cool. I will say he's really great. He has a good personality, funny guy. Yeah, but I wouldn't tell him like, hey, by the way, hooked up with another guy and shoved a sock up my ass. You know what I mean? I don't think that would go over well.
No.
Maybe he'll hear this and now he'll know.
But you're like, what the fuck?
No, he won't hear this. He'll be fine.
I don't think so. Let's hope not.
Lordy.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yes.
I can't say that I've ever met someone quite like you, Parker.
Right?
I like you.
That's why Parker had to come on the podcast.
Yeah, I love her.
I literally came out from the Survivor party and I was like, you know, I have to come on the podcast, Parker, period.
Yeah. You know what I will say? So like, I didn't know what to expect from people from the circle because like you just don't know what you're getting, like, you know, you have no idea. And like with you guys, I had very high expectations and I feel like you even exceeded that, like, seriously.
Thank you.
Because I literally love you guys so much. You guys have the best personality. I like the second I met Courtney, even though I don't remember meeting you,
it's okay. I know, we were both drunk.
I got the best vibes ever. I remember leaving and be like, I love him. I told you when I met you, I was like, I need to meet Savannah immediately.
Yeah, he was screaming about you to me. I picked him up. He's like,
oh my God. I met Parker and she showed me her nudes within like 10 minutes of meeting her. She's great. She has to come on the podcast.
He was like, you would love her.
That's like my drunk personality trait. When anyone asks me, do you want to see my nudes?
That's literally what it was in the middle of this bar. Survivor fans surrounding us. Parker's like, oh yeah. Here, girl, let me open up the snap real quick, girl.
I was like, one second.
I respected it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's beautiful that you can be, like, who you want to be and find your people, you know?
Exactly.
I'm really happy that you did the circle, and I'm happy that it brought you here to our podcast.
Yeah, yes, I'm so grateful.
Listening to your sex story, it makes me feel like I need to have crazier sex.
In Miami, we'll get a sock up your ass, you know?
I hope so. Fuck. Two.
A soft, fluffy one.
Exactly.
Period.
She has to be two fluffy socks.
Can't, y'all, with these plugged up butts.
Yeah, that was rough. That was a rough moment for me, for sure.
Parker, let's cruise this episode into our game.
Let's do it.
We have a game we play every single week called Friend, Bestie, Dead to Me, which is basically our version of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
So
I love this.
Bestie is Mary, friend is like the...
Fuck, Mary, Kill, I get it, yeah.
Okay. So the three people that we have for you
oh my God.
Are Joey Sasso, Brew, and John.
I'm gonna kill Brew.
Whoa.
Is that the game?
That's the game.
Okay, cool.
So Brew is dead to you.
Brew is like one of the best people I've ever met. I think after the show, immediately we clicked like this. Like, he has the best personality ever. He's just such a genuine person. But I will say, like, comparing him and John, for example, me and John, we've had history and we've like clicked very well. And I really consider him like kind of like a brother to me at this point. So I can't do that to John.
I feel that.
So I love you, Brew. I have to do it. I'm sorry.
Aww,
immediately,
Brew.
Brew's done. So, bestie.
Hey.
I will say is Joey.
Okay.
I met Joey literally a couple weeks ago, but literally we got so close so quickly, and we went to Vegas together for a couple
days.
When
I saw that, I literally screamed.
Yeah.
I saw that on TikTok. I was like, I was telling Joey, I was like, oh my God, come to dinner. Then when we went to Saddle, I was like, come to dinner. I'm going to hang out with Parker. I met her the other night. She seems cool, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw y'all like right after that. I said, so glad Joey met Parker.
I will say, so like, again, going back to the whole circle thing, you don't know what it's going to be like when you meet someone. I didn't know what it was going to be like when I met Joey, because I
good
saw
vibes.
Him on TV, the exact same, the best person I've ever met. We actually met because he picked me up from a party because I was having a really bad night. And he picked me up
He's
and made
that
sure
kind
I was
of guy.
Okay.
He is.
It was like 3 a.m. He's like, I'm not letting you call an Uber. I'm dropping you home. And I honestly just want everything amazing for him. He deserves all the success that's coming. Like, he's so great.
I agree, Parker.
So he's bestie. John is friend. John's friend, for sure. Yeah.
Wait, so you're killing Brew.
Killing Brew.
Joey is your bestie, right?
And John is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah,
John's a friend.
You go
what
next.
What am I doing?
The same.
Oh, this is hard. Okay, oh man.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
I don't really know John, but I loved John on the show. And I met him at the rap party, but like Parker said, we were all kind
we were
of drunk.
All drinking.
Yeah.
So I don't remember a lot of it, but I do remember him being very sweet. Brew, same situation. I'm gonna have to make Joey my bestie because I've known him the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Joey and I go way back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great. He's great.
No, he just, you know, I remember coming home, you know, after the show and like, you know, really struggling. And Joey and I, you know, I was struggling again last Thanksgiving. And I remember him and I like FaceTimed and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
he really always has like everyone's best interest. And like, he's one of the most genuine, amazing people I've ever met.
I think I'm going to do Joey as my bestie because I've known him the longest. Brew as my friend because I met him for a little longer than I met John.
Yeah.
And then John as dead to me because I don't know him. Sorry, John. I don't know him that much, but no hate to you, John. Still love you. Would love to get to know you. You can move up in the ranks.
Yeah. You gotta work your way up.
You gotta work your way up.
You gotta be Brew.
Okay, so for mine, bestie is gonna be Joey, obviously.
Yes.
He's good people, always been good people since the day we met.
Mm-hmm.
Icon. For friends, I will do Brew, because Brew said that me and Shuby were two of his favorite circle players. And I thought that was really, I was shocked when he said that. He's very nice. And John will be dead to me only because that's the last option. But we did agree that the circle is a wild fraternity at the bar, at the rap party.
It is.
That moment is not forgotten.
No.
Period.
Yeah. Oh, we got you.
We got you. We got you.
Bye, John.
It really is like a house full of debauchery when we all get together, is it not? Like,
always
a
chaotic.
Mess.
Always chaotic.
A mess.
Next rap party, back at Rocco's.
Oh, God.
Yes. That's my thing. Because
I don't know if I can handle another rap party.
That was your first
girl, you know
one.
The next season's going to come in like 5 minutes, so you better get ready, girl.
Yeah. It's about to pop up right now.
Next week, season 5.
Yeah, literally.
Know they
no, I need to
literally.
Prepare myself and learn how to handle my alcohol before that comes.
Because they're going to be looking for you, girl.
Oh, my God.
They're
going to
be like, Parker! Season 5, Parker!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, hi!
You better get ready, girl.
Well, Parker, thank you so much for coming onto our podcast. You were such a joy to have.
Yes.
And to meet sober-ish.
Kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But that is it for the show. Thank you so much for watching. Parker, where can our audience find you?
So the only platform I do is Instagram. So you can follow me at @ParkerAbbott.
Wait, Parker, you have a TikTok as well.
So I do have a TikTok. I don't really use it too much, but y'all can follow me. Maybe I'll post some more.
Please follow Parker.
It's Parker, but with three R's. Don't forget that. Three R's. Abbott. Parker Abbott. Three R's.
Parker.
Follow her so Abbott. She can make some money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I'll let you know when I drop the OnlyFans link.
You're going to want to follow her for that link, people. All right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't have an OnlyFans, but you can still follow me on Instagram and YouTube, all that good stuff. Stuff. All of that good stuff. I think I'm thinking about shafts or something because I was like, shafts?
Oh,
not shafts.
Anyway, after this conversation.
Anyway, Parker's got my minds in a bunch, but my at is at Sab Palacio.
Jesus. Okay. You can follow me on Twitter and TikTok at Court Revolution and Instagram at Courtney Revolution. And you can follow this podcast at Homecoming Queens Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
You can watch episodes of our podcast on our Homecoming Queens YouTube channel, or you can listen to us on your favorite podcast app. Rate, review, and subscribe. Come on, guys. You know what to do. Love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Homecoming Queens is part of the Eve Podcast Network and a Forever Dog production. Executive producer, Tracy Soren. Engineer, producer, and editor, Clementine Yost. Theme song by Will Pitts. Cover photo by Stephanie Sayas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.